Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, the largest consumer dive show in the entire United States, they say. I think looking around at the show floor here at the entrance of BTS, it's definitely living up to the hype one more time. Mermaid Tony with me, her first time to the Big Apple. We have some stuff to talk about in that regard before we even got to the show, but the show itself, here we are, your first Beneath the Sea. What are your thoughts so far there, Tony?
I'm impressed. It's looking pretty good thus far.
Yes, and you know, of course, we brought our mermaids. We have a new mermaid with us. Tony is taking a new girl under her fin. Sarah is our latest mermaid. She is here making her first public debut as a Scuba Radio mermaid and or hazing ceremony. We haven't quite figured it out just yet. Sarah, how are you? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited to be here and being a mermaid.
Yes. Well, it's all about the experience of sharing the joy of diving. And that's what you're here to do, to be an ambassador for all these folks up here in Jersey. And a lot of them, I think, want to skin you, gut you, and eat you or something. I don't know what's going on, but that might just be a Jersey thing. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
All right. She'll play along. And Tony's showing her the ropes or showing her the fins or scales or whatever. And we're kind of going to get Sarah into the pod, as they say. So what better place to do that than at Beneath the Sea here in New Jersey? Of course, we have more than mermaids and mayhem. We have music from the Scuba Cowboy. Pup Morse is here with us. Pup, how you doing, buddy?
I'm absolutely fantastic, as usual.
Yes. Now, you got a new CD that we've been playing on the show for a few months, Wet Dreams. But are we allowed to talk about this new one? Can we actually spill the beans, or are you looking at me like, Greg, we can't do this?
Well, you can, absolutely. It's trop rock. It's not going to be as scuba themed, but it is going to be another album out. I will have two other scuba ones this year as well, but those are still under wraps.
So he has been recording big time, and who knows, he might be playing a few of those songs here in the lobby of Beneath the Sea, which he has joined our little, you know, song and dance routine as we welcome everybody here into the show. Cool show. Is this your first Beneath the Sea show as well?
It is, and so far I'm absolutely loving it. Fantastic people here, absolutely friendly. Looks like it's going to be a great weekend.
Yes, we got there. We got our Scuba Radio mermaids ready. That's how we're supposed to say it here in Jersey. I'm trying to fit in. You hear what I'm saying, Pup?
Huh? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you know, you got to take the whole soprano thing, you know, and kind of work it a little bit.
Did they say mermaids?
Mermaid, you're sounding Australian.
I don't know what that. They got some kind of accent.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
Pup
it is.
He's from Colorado, so I don't know. But they welcome all folks here. The Jersey folks are welcoming you in as a fellow dive buddy, aren't they?
Absolutely. Like I said, the people have been absolutely friendly. Even in New York, we had a great time.
Yes. Now let's talk about that just a little bit, because you know we came in town a couple days before Beneath the Sea, so we could go into the Big Apple. I do this every year. We take a little side trip off to Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. We hop on a seaplane, head out to nowhere, and hang out with our buddies, Miles Hampton. I brought you along. Tony was with me as well. What did you think of our little adventure there in Margaritaville?
Margaritaville is always a good time. There's drinks and good company. You can't ask for a better situation than that.
Yes.
Miles was outstanding.
Yeah, Miles is a great guy. He's a scuba diver as well, and we kind of go out there and just hang out after a little cocktail. You know, a margarita, of course, and kind of share that whole Jimmy Buffett vibe that kind of goes hand-in-hand with the whole diving thing as well. So we did that, and then we spent some time in the Big Apple. We went back to the big city here, just across the way. It's real easy to get there from the Beneath the Sea show being here in Jersey. It's right over the river. Take a cab or bus, and you're smack dab in the middle of Broadway. First time for Mermaid Tony. And last night, after we did our little Margaritaville thing, we went back to the Big Apple, and we caught a Broadway show starring who?
I got to meet Robin Williams.
You saw his show. And then, yes, after the show, you got to meet him.
I got to meet Robin Williams.
Yes. Robin Williams, Mork from Mork, is starring in a new show. And after the show, Tony got her picture taken with Robin Williams, said hi, and did a little autograph thing. And you had your little New York moment there, didn't you?
I did have a New York moment. And it has to be said that I don't really watch TV. I don't watch movies. I'm terrible at pop culture and who the big celebs are. But Robin Williams is one of the few people I absolutely adore. So it was amazing.
And he's a diver. And I forgot to remember, we didn't remember that he's a diver. I actually have a pair of Force Fins, red sparkle Force Fins, that Robin Williams has as well. That Bob Evans from the Forceman Company hooked me up with a pair. Robin Williams and Daryl Hannah. We are the only three people on the planet that have these specific pair of red sparkled flying Force Fins. And lo and behold, Mermaid Tony forgot to remind me to ask Robin about his Force Fins.
That was our end.
You dropped the ball. You dropped the fin big time there, Tony.
I blew it. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I was so excited.
Yes, and of course we didn't remember that until today, till we got to Beneath the Sea and started seeing all our dive buddies. Like, oh my gosh! But what are you going to do? It was a good time. That's the kind of thing that you can do here if you want to come to Beneath the Sea, especially if you're coming from out of town like us Florida folks. Obviously it draws a lot of the local diving community from the Northeast into this one place in Secaucus, New Jersey, here at the Meadowlands Convention Center. But for folks from Florida, the exhibitors or people that want to travel to the show for the first time, there's plenty of stuff to do outside of the show, isn't there?
That's what I've heard. That's what we did.
And that's what we saw two shows. We saw Spider-Man. And we went and saw Spider-Man first. And no one got killed. When you go see Spider-Man right now, it's kind of like going to watch NASCAR. You're really kind of going, okay, if I'm lucky, there's going to be a wreck or something like that. I'm not really into racing, but, you go there for the... No, Tony? Right?
I really didn't want anyone to fall on me, which is...
Well, no, but someone else you didn't know and didn't really care about, that would have been kind of cool to see.
Like you.
No, that's not I didn't know what I meant at all. Like Abby from Dan was with us.
No, not Abby.
Spider-Man would have squashed her like a bug, as little as she is, wouldn't it?
And I was sitting next to her, so I probably would have gotten taken out, too. Thanks, yeah. Greg.
Well, hey, it didn't happen, unfortunately. So I wasn't able to videotape it and, make millions on YouTube or, get an insurance claim. But maybe next year. Who knows? What, Tony? What?
Insurance claim? Did you take out Mermaid insurance on us so if something happens, you get money?
Well, no. If one of you get injured, isn't that how it... No, it doesn't work that way, does it? I got to rethink this whole process.
That explains a lot about the situation to try and put us into. Thanks.
Maybe. Maybe just a little. But that's what we're here. Here in Jersey, just to experience the whole New York, New Jersey vibe from a diving perspective. Now let's just focus on the diving. All the exhibitors, all the people are here. This is probably the closest show to the DEMA show, which is a trade-only event that exists in the United States. You got this show, Chicago, and Long Beach. Those are like the big three dive shows here in the U.S. And this one is probably the longest running, I believe, maybe, if not. But it has a lot of exhibitors. This is huge. What do you think?
I think it is. We got a quick wander before the show opened, and... Looks like it's going to be great. It reminds me a lot of DEMA.
It does. All the friends that we see at DEMA, from our friends from Grenada, Dominica, the Bahamas. Nia Watson came up to Tony and did something to her backside. I don't know. What was that all about?
I think he tried to bite my leg.
Is that what it was?
I think so, yeah. Something. I was surprised, put it that way.
Well, he was hungry, and he figured, hey, mermaid, sushi, I guess. Maybe. What?
Woman fish? What?
Maybe. You never know with Neil. But we'll find. We'll get to the bottom of that. But that's how they greet people here, I guess, maybe, in the dive community. Once they know you well, right?
Sure.
Is that like a mermaid handshake? People just come up and bite your butt or leg or what?
Are you giving permission to?
No, I'm not. I'm asking you. I'm saying, is that your typical mermaid greeting you have, or that's are you to save those special moments for people like Neil?
When you start getting lawsuits about mermaids biting people, now you'll know why. I'll reference this show.
What, you're gonna bite? Our mermaids don't bite people, but you just flipped it. Are you going to start biting people? Don't put that kind of rumor out there. That'd be terrible.
Well, if it's the mermaid greeting, the standard handshake type thing, then if people can bite us, it's only fair we can bite people.
Okay. Well, I guess that's what you can expect, which if you do that, I don't know. I'm going to get sued. I know it. But I'm in Jersey. We don't sue people in Jersey. We just send some guy in a black jacket and suit and a guy named Guido. He comes to your house late at night and takes care of business. Kind of off the record. All right, more coming up from New Jersey in the Beneath the Sea Dive Show next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Charlene, aka Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Sexy.
They may call them bathing suits, but those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
That's the reaction we're getting from a lot of the Jersey divers here beneath the sea that are seeing the Scuba Radio Mermaids, Sarah and Tony. Now, Tony is coming with us on one of our adventures in a few weeks to Tobago. Are you excited, Tony?
I'm crazy excited.
I don't know if she's more excited about going to Tobago or knowing that one of the people that will be there celebrating the Tobago Underwater Carnival with us is our good buddy Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, who just happens to be walking into the Beneath the Sea Dive Show right now. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing great, Greg. You just sneak up on me all over the place. I turn around and there you are. I mean, Imagine that.
And that's not how I remember it. Every time I have the mermaids out, Jerry seems to pop up out of nowhere. I think.
Can you blame it?
They're bait, right?
Yeah. Hey.
I got bait. I got Jerry Beatty bait. I don't know. Well, it works, though. It works. It's all a good time. And every time we see Jerry, it's always a good sign of things to come and good times that we've shared already and that we know we're going to have in the future. And the next one's going to be Tobago. Now, here's the way I'm looking at this thing, because, you know, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago that we were working it out to get over there to the Tobago Underwater Carnival. I know you've done this for a few years. We've had some conflicts over the last couple of years, hadn't been able to do it, but we're making it happen this year, and it just so happens that the week we're going is my birthday. So last year we had you and Neil's birthday, and I was there doing a broadcast. Now you have to return the favor and join me for my birthday show. How about that?
Absolutely rad. That just puts it over the top. I mean, the Underwater Carnival's already good. But I got to say, nobody gets one up on Mermaid Tony, but I kind of do tonight, because I'm leaving the Beneath the Sea show, and I'm going to Tobago.
Right here, from the show. You're going straight to Tobago.
Straight
you're
to be Tobago.
You're going to be there through May when we're going, or
no,
what?
I'm just going down for a week. We're going to make sure the Underwater Carnival is planned perfectly. There's no holes. It's absolutely the thing that everybody ought to do. And I'm going to get to spend a week down there with my old friend Warren Solomon, who's been on the show a couple times, who is now Director of Tourism. And he's not here at the show, Greg, but he's got all his peeps over there from the Department of Tourism. So I'm going to go over and meet those guys here in a minute.
Nice. Okay, so you're going to lay the groundwork for our little birthday bash / underwater. Or Tobago Underwater Dive Carnival, right?
It's going to be awesome.
Now, well, what do they do that week? Just bring a bunch of divers in and have some after-hours parties like some of these other out-island events that we've covered, or what?
Well, no, actually, it's a bit different, because Tobago is such a diversified island. You got the north side, you got the south side. The diving's very different. You got the Maverick up on the north side. Oh, you got to dive the Maverick. what a ship that is. Really? Then you got the great drift diving and big currents down on the south side, Bateau Bay and in that area. So we're going to be moving divers up and down the island, showing them the whole experience. Lots of different dive operators are going to be involved. And then there's going to be the parties, and parties they will be.
Yes, and then, of course, we're bringing mermaids to the mix this year. That's what they wanted. They didn't really care about me or my birthday or anything. Let's be real. They want the mermaids. Who doesn't?
Oh, God, right? The truth comes out.
Yes. Oh. Tony, are you excited? What do you think about this?
I'm really stoked. I'm really excited.
Yeah, you know, Trinidad, Tobago, that is where Steel Drums were born, right?
Absolutely.
So do you see that when you're walking down the street? They're banging on
it's
cans
everywhere.
Or what?
The rhythm just comes out of the mountains and just floats across the air. It's everywhere.
Yeah, underwater. Maybe they'll even do that underwater.
And it's funny, because every time you hear a steel drum, somewhere close is a bottle of rum. I've never quite understood that. Is it like the chicken and the egg? Which comes first, the rum or the steel drum?
I don't know. If you drink enough rum, chances are you'll start playing on one or start beating on cans.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's probably how it started.
Maybe rum bottles hear the beat of the drum and come to the beat.
One way to find out, and that's to go, that's right?
Absolutely. And we're going to have plenty of coconut water to put with that rum.
Okay.
And that's some of the best rum on the planet. Angostura, they're out of Trinidad. We're going to have cases of it over in Tobago. So come on down.
All right. So when the diving is done, the party definitely is going to kick into high gear for the Tobago Underwater Carnival. That is in May.
When the diving is done, let's bring out the rum.
Okay, when the diving is done, let's bring out the rum. If the diving is dumb, then you probably shouldn't have drank the rum. I don't know.
She may have been around you for too long now, Greg. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, we started to talk alike. It's kind of scary. But, you know, I'm excited about it, Jerry. So the wreck of the Maverick in Tobago, that's one of the hot spots there as far as diving. What kind of wreck are we talking? How big?
Oh, that thing is just awesome. It was one of the early wrecks that I put down. It's 300 foot. It's a car ferry. We got it out of Trinidad, and there's a long story about how we got her underwater, because we had no money at the time.
You sank it, didn't you?
We sank her. And
that's how you get them underwater. That's what I hear.
I have never seen a wreck anywhere in the world grow coral as fast as that one. Within 6 weeks, we had coral coming up off of it. The coral incrustation, we put her down, I guess, about 11 years ago, and the coral on her is fabulous. Just absolutely incredible.
Now, what makes the water and the reef different than maybe some of the other islands in the general vicinity? Because it's not that far from
Grenada or Dominica, is it?
Well, it's not that far, but the difference is not the water as much as it is the metal in the wreck. It was a very old cast iron, very pure cast iron. Cast iron breathes off different things that coral really likes, so it attaches to a wreck like that much faster than it does either lower quality cast iron or, say, aluminum or fiberglass.
Interesting. And as far as getting to Tobago, you got to fly into Trinidad first and then take an island or a little island hopper to Tobago?
Now,
is that the deal?
We don't know what it'll be in June. We're getting some new flights. Delta's been flying direct Atlanta, and we think that flight may be back on. But right now there's a direct Dallas to Barbados, and then you can hop over on Caribbean Air from Barbados, or you can come in on Port of Spain, Trinidad, and hop over on Caribbean Air to Tobago. Tobago's almost right in the middle between Barbados and Trinidad.
Yeah, and Trinidad's a big, big island, but there's not much diving there off of Trinidad. You really have to go to Tobago or what?
Actually, if you've got a couple extra days, which I am doing, by the way, I'm putting a couple extra days in, some of the diving in Barbados is astonishing. I would compare it very similar to Cayman Brac, and it has one of the best wrecks anywhere in the Caribbean there that almost nobody knows about.
Well, but off the main island of Trinidad, what about that?
No, Trinidad, you've got the Orinoco River coming out of Venezuela, and there's just no clarity. It's amazing how much difference just those 37 miles make in clarity. So you really are going east. Tobago's your first good dive. And then you got Barbados on further east.
Got it. All right, cool. Well, we're planning to do that in May. What are the official dates for Underwater Carnival? Do we know? It's just the beginning. It's my birthday, which is May 16th.
There you go.
It's like the weekend after, I think, it kicks in, something like that.
See, now I can't forget, because it's your birthday, Greg.
That's right.
So that just cements it right there.
Yes, and we'll have mermaids, music, and underwater carnival diving, and steel drums, and Jerry Beatty drinking a few cups of rum. Bottles, maybe. Bottles.
Okay.
Or maybe still, it could be a can full of rum. One of those big drums
of rum. Don't expect anything, because you may get everything. You know, you just got to come down for this.
It's one of those type of play. I'm liking the sound of it. See, this is what you find out when you run into your old buds right here. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. All right, more coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
All right, so we are here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, and it's kind of strange how these dive shows work sometimes, because you got to travel to far ends of the earth to find people that you actually interact with locally, and that's the case with Mermaid Tony down in the Florida Keys, because we just stumbled into the dive show here and are walking down aisle number one, and we run into some of her Keys friends, don't we?
That you always do. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are everywhere, and we have Ken Niedermeyer, right? Is that how you say your last name?
Niedermeyer.
I'm sorry. I've talked about your coral reef restoration project down there in the Keys quite a bit over the years on Scuba Radio. And you're here, what, promoting what you guys are doing down in the Keys to, like, promote that in other parts of the world or what, Ken?
Well, we're concentrating on the Florida Keys right now in the Caribbean, but we do hope to go elsewhere, other countries.
You're a farmer. You're an underwater farmer, aren't you?
We're a farmer, but we also have a farmer with a message. It's not just farming. It's education. It's a message that people need to hear.
Yeah, well, why other people are growing gardens in their backyard, Ken's down there in the Keys growing coral to help save the reefs, right?
Right. Growing a lot of them.
Yeah, and it's coralreefrestoration.org. You can get more information. Coral Restoration. Sorry. I'll get it right.
Out there. We're building them.
You're building. You're making the reefs. That's right. How did this happen with you, Ken? I've read enough of the press releases that I've seen your organization put out there that this has been a labor of love. This is like your mission now, isn't it?
It's an obsession. I think you could call it that. There's not a lot of money in it, but it's... It's about making a difference, not about making money at this point in my life, and that's what drives me.
Yes. Well, and it's a good mission, because unfortunately the coral reefs are definitely are being threatened around the world, and we got to do something, and hopefully this will be more and more of a, at least at the bare minimum, a backup plan, I guess, right, or what?
No, we've been able to show that it can be done. And, you know, you talk about a backup plan. One of the things that we're doing is collecting different genetic strains of several of the really important corals and kind of banking them in our at our nursery. And we're going to hope to do it at public aquariums, too. So if we have a hurricane or something like that, if we have some of those corals in public aquariums, we could eventually bring them back down.
Once again, it's coralrestoration.org. Go there and check it out. We got more coming up from Jersey and the Beneath the Sea show next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh my God.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm going to die.
World's first radio show.
I'm going to hit a tree.
Devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come ziplining with me. In the meantime, keep listening to Greg the Dive Master. He is also a zipline master.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I live! I live!
You survived the zip!
Sir Evie, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no. Yeah, I found that out the hard way. But yeah, next time we go to Fiji, which will be in May, right after the Tobago Underwater Carnival... I'm bringing an extra pair of shorts with me when we go ziplining. But you'll hear that on a future edition of the Big Show. Right now, we are in New Jersey, wandering the aisles of Beneath the Sea. Mermaid Tony's with me, Mermaid Sarah, of course, the scuba cowboy. Now, we've stopped off to talk to our future instructors. Right, Tony? What's going on here? What? What's going on? Exactly. Come on.
I don't know. I'm just overwhelmed by everything that's going on around me right now.
Well, okay, if you say so, but I mean, there's a lot to take in, but we've stopped off at your friends because you met our free diving instructor who works with Martin Stepanek. We're going to go through a free diving class here in a few weeks where you, me, your hubby, and everyone, we're going to actually go down underwater and see who can hold their breath the longest or something. Is that it?
Something like that. We're going to hold our breath and shoot for the surface.
All right, so we have Brett. And we have Mark here. Now, Mark is going to be our instructor. You work with Martin. You've known Martin how long?
About 3 years.
3 years. Now, Martin, world class, world, he has how many records? Do you even know?
13 now, and I believe he's going for a couple more pretty soon.
Really? So he's been down the deepest, the longest. He's a freak. He's a circus freak when it comes to breathing underwater, or not breathing underwater, right?
You name it, he's probably done it all.
Yeah, many years ago on the show, we actually did a live show, and I don't know if you know this, Mark, but we actually put Martin Stepanek in the scuba pool out in Fort Lauderdale while we were doing our scuba radio broadcast and had him hold his breath for 8 minutes in the water. However, I tried to pimp him. I took one of our mermaids, like Mermaid Tony here, and I had them swim around him to see if we could distract him, to throw him off his game. But he was so focused, he wasn't distracted. What's up with that?
You know, he just gets in that zone, and all of a sudden, the world just disappears around him, and he is right there in the moment, holding his breath, enjoying everything that's going through.
Now, is that where you're going to be teaching us as one of his star instructors? You're going to take the Scuba Radio crew, Mermaid Tony, and I don't know, teach us how to have a zen-like moment where we don't focus on breathing and everything else? Or what do we focus on? Like a babbling brook, a wooded forest with fuzzy creatures or something? How do you do this?
Well, we kind of teach you guys to just completely relax, breathe really calm, really gentle, and then just kind of empty your mind.
So it's like a Lamaze class for free diving. Is that right?
Almost.
How to breathe.
Almost.
You ever done that, Tony?
No, but you sound pretty good at it, Greg.
Well, I've seen it. I've been there, done that kind of thing. But it's not the same because you don't breathe or you don't want to breathe when you're down, you know, underwater. I guess when you're trying this free diving stuff, right?
Actually, we do breathe. We have a set amount of breathe ups and a certain technique that we breathe to allow us to hold our breath for that amount of time.
Okay, now so when you have a student like Mermaid Tony, and you're actually, say you're doing a demonstration. When you look over and you see Mermaid Tony, does she hurt or help your situation in that? You hear what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking, like most people, when they just see her, when she's my dive buddy, when we're in like, Grenada or someplace, they look over and you see a bunch of bubbles because they're choking and, you know, like that kind of thing. You hear what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. It makes it kind of interesting. It really makes you kind of have to focus that much harder to, keep the peripherals down so I can actually make that breath hold to make myself look good.
And what do you focus on? In that case, you would focus on like an 80-year-old woman, 80-year-old woman or something like that, where he's really bad, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, all right. But you will help us channel this energy or to calm ourselves. Because you look at Tony, she's pretty wired. I get a little hyped up on the old skinny vanilla lattes now and then, and I might have some issues too. I don't know, but I'm gonna try. I'm a calm person, aren't I?
Generally,
and that's a good thing when it comes to free. You have to relax yourself, right, to be able to hold your breath for 2-3 minutes at a time.
Well, not only are we going to teach you guys to relax yourself, but we're also going to teach you guys how to lower your heart rate down to almost like you were sleeping, while still being awake. So there's a whole lot that goes into this, and you guys are going to learn all about it, and you're going to come out and be like, I can't believe how easy it was just to hold my breath for 3 minutes.
3 minutes? You really think you can take someone like me and make it so I can hold my breath for 3 minutes?
Well, we're going to do everything we can to get you guys up to that, and I don't see there being too much of a problem.
Well, see, this is kind of unfair because, Tony's nickname is Tony Bottle. When we dive, it's like diving with a spare air. You hear what I'm saying? She doesn't breathe anyway when she's diving. So I think this whole stretch for her to go free diving, you put down on your entry form when you registered for the class that we're taking with the Martin Stepanek organization, they said they wanted to know what was your best breath hold or what static breath hold to date, right? So, and what was yours?
2 minutes and 34 seconds.
2 minutes, 34 seconds. See, and I put 45 seconds because I had no freaking idea. I never tried it. I've never just sat there and hold my breath like that. I just never thought about it.
Well, then this is actually going to be perfect for you because we're going to get you up to that level, and this will also help you with scuba because after you take our freediving course, your bottom time on scuba usually extends a whole lot more too.
Yeah, oh, I bet. I'll turn into my own. I won't need Tony anymore. She's my backup air system as it is now, right?
And that'll be good for me because that means I get longer dives finally.
Okay, fine. Have it your way. But it will be a good thing, and that's why we're taking the course. I do know that being a better free diver will make you a much better scuba diver. How deep are we talking? You're saying 3 minute breath holds is typical what will someone be able to achieve after they do this level one free diving course with you guys, right? So how deep are we talking?
For our level one course, we're going to be going to 20 meters, which is going to be our maximum depth, which is around 60 feet. So that's what you guys will be hitting that day. And after that, you can pop into our level 2 course, and that goes down to 132. Level 3 goes even deeper than that.
Wow. Okay, so the different courses are depth-related more so than time?
Well, it's not just depth-related. In the further courses, we go into different equalization and add on even more into safety. Safety is a huge thing with FII. From the beginning, we go over everything you know to be a safe, proper freediver. So after that, we just keep adding more and more different techniques to allow you to go deeper, extend your breath hold even more, and just be able to push limits you never would have imagined you had.
Nice. I like it. Now, tell me about this, Brett. How these classes, these freediving classes, ties into Barry University, which we're standing in the Barry University booth right now.
Well, as an instructor at Barry University, we really do strive to create a 4-year emerging industry professional for the diving industry. And since the freediving portion of the scuba industry is such a growing portion of it, that we really felt that everybody should at least have some basic knowledge of the foundation for safety, for skills, for the basic techniques that people should be able to exhibit on in this activity. So we felt it was imperative to get the highest quality trained industry professionals that we could to be able to help us along this this quest.
And you figured somebody with 13 world records on freediving might know a little bit about the freediving world, I'm guessing.
Oh, most definitely. And, the focus on safety was really what sold it for us.
Yeah, safety and just amazing feats. I mean, would you recommend this type of course or this type of freediving adventure for pretty much all divers? It will make you a better diver if you go through this type of thing, or what?
The wonderful thing about freediving is that it holds something different for everybody. Truly, it can help benefit everybody out there one way or another. And really, to be able to unlock your potential is wonderful because the average human is capable of a 3-minute breath hold and a dive to 80 to 100 feet. We just don't know it yet.
What about the abnormal human?
Talk to Martin.
Okay, all right. No, I was going to say, we got Tony here. She's not really, she's a little off her nut. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying there, Brett? You know her, don't you?
Yeah,
he knows. He knows. He all knows her. Now, Mark, are you ready for this? Yeah, you know this is a pretty rough crew. Have you ever had any kind of experience with, like, I don't know, special needs, you know, free divers or what?
You know, every free diver is special on their own, and I'm more than ready and more than excited.
Special, like you need a hard helmet, and they go, I want to go to Hawaii, that type of thing? No?
Nope, special as in, you know, the course is so personal because they're learning so much about themselves that, you know, it's great for every single person.
Yeah. What do you expect to find out about yourself going through this free diving course, Tony?
I don't know, but I'm sure it'll help me deal with you more.
Because you'll be able to lower your heart rate? When you get all worked up because you're annoyed or something? Is that what you're trying to say?
It'll help me lower my blood pressure, I'm sure, and it'll be great for underwater photo shoots. It'll be fun.
All right, it'll make her a better mermaid, and that is the ultimate goal. Very good. More coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Hi, I am Peter, dive guy from Humboldt Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Ray the Dive Master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, who else likes to stare at the boobies is Captain Slade. He just got back from the Galapagos, too, and we may have to track him down and find out about his adventure last week there in the Galapagos Islands. I'm sure he was staring at the boobies. That's just what you do, pup, when you go to the Galapagos. You hear what I'm saying?
I try to stare at boobies as often as possible.
Okay, all right, we'll just leave that one alone. You don't really have an excuse here in Jersey, dude. You know, they don't have boobies flying around here in New Jersey, I don't think. Those are pigeons.
Are you sure?
I'm not. And if you think they're boobies, go for it, my friend. You are the scuba cowboy, and after a drink or two, you know what? Maybe they do look like boobies. But anyway, we are wandering the aisles here at the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey. I have Mermaid Tony with me, Sarah. Sarah, what do you think of this so far? Pretty cool, huh?
It's very cool. There's lots of people here and a lot going on, and it's pretty interesting walking around and seeing everything.
Yeah, you know, and matter of fact, both Mermaid Tony and Sarah are sporting some new jewelry that we kind of have like a soft opening of a new Scuba Radio line of mermaid jewelry that is about to be released on the website here in a few weeks. They are sporting some new pieces right now. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but you're liking the jewelry thing. You're all blinged out there, Tony.
I am. I feel bling-tastic.
Okay, bling-tastic. There you go. She's coined her own term. Now, the next phase might be having Tony and Sarah pose for an artist, and we have one with us right now, our good friend David Dunleavy. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man. How you doing?
Good. Now, so the Jersey Show, you're here Beneath the Sea every year. You're always showcasing your artwork, watercolors, all kinds of cool framed artwork and shirts, designs, and things. You got some kind of new thing here. What is this? I don't know what this is, actually, but it has a lot of texture to it. It's pretty artsy looking.
It is pretty cool. This is my new style I call primal art. It's actually made of elements of nature. It's all dirt, sand, leaves, twigs, pure pigments. And it has a very unique style that it was inspired by caveman etchings on walls.
Ah, okay,
yeah,
I get
it's
it.
It's hard to explain, you know, when you're sitting here talking about it.
Yeah, but when you explain, But when you explain it like that, yeah, it does look like something you'd see on a wall of a cave. I mean, much more. You know, I think the artist rendering is probably a little bit better what you're doing than what they did back in the day.
I hope so. You know, I can only hope. You never know.
Yeah, but I see some of the familiar themes that you have used on your T-shirts.
Absolutely.
And things, right?
Absolutely, yeah. This is like my deco style incorporated into fine art. So you got, you know, the stingrays, the turtles, anything I can come up with that, you know, divers relate to, that's kind of what I, you know, depict on the canvases here.
Nice. Now, what do you use for inspiration, David, for your artwork? I know you dive quite a bit.
It's easy, man. What? Dive, man. Go diving, brother.
That's all you got to do. Just go dive.
That's all you got to do. Just go diving, man.
Yeah. Well, how much mermaid artwork do you have?
Absolutely none. But
really?
I think we're going to work on something right now.
Are you feeling inspired
I'm
standing next to Mermaid Tony?
Inspired, yes.
Are you? And Sarah,
for the first
both?
Time. As I said earlier, I said, yeah, this is the best that we've all done so far. So,
what do you think about that, Tony?
I'm game. I'm pretty easy. I'll go for pretty much anything.
This is true. We found that out many times here on the show. The fact that she hands, you know, hangs with our group. You hear what I'm saying, David? David knows.
It's inspiring. Very inspiring. I'm ready to rock and roll, brother.
She has a lot of patience, I think, is more appropriate.
She can hold her pose long?
Yeah, she can hold her pose. What are you? You're red! Oh, my gosh! Mermaid Tony is
totally
bright. She is blushed red. Look at that. That is hilarious, isn't it?
She is absolutely beet red, I'm telling you what.
What's wrong with you, Tony?
I don't know. It must be warm in here. Because, you know, it's really hard to embarrass me, and I just embarrassed myself with that statement. So I'm not that easy, I promise.
Okay.
What?
She just keeps digging deeper.
Exactly. Wow. You know,
reputation precedes her.
Well, yeah, poor Sarah. This is her first time experiencing this nonsense. Is this starting to scare you a little bit there, Sarah?
Not at all. I'm enjoying it, actually.
All right, good. Yeah, well, we all are. It's all about having fun. And if that means posing for a marine artist for a etching on a wall, or once again, what this type of artwork? What do you call it?
I call it primal art. It's
primal art.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's a very unique style that no one else has out there. So it's,
and you're still doing all the T-shirt designs, all kinds of good stuff.
You know, I really do need to do a mural, though. It's been a while since I got out there and fired some paint on a wall, so I'm looking for something new to do.
Nice. What mermaid mural? What do you think, Tony? She lives there. She's a dive instructor down in Florida Keys.
Oh, down the Keys. Yeah, absolutely.
She has a wall in her bedroom probably that needs painted. How would you like a mermaid mural? He hates it when he dies. I pimp these marine artists out all the time. They're like, hey, I got this new project for you. Our studio needs painted. But you don't do that.
No,
right?
I don't mind. I don't mind.
You wouldn't do it? Well, what do you think, Tony?
Well, I don't own my house, so that would just be pointless. That just helps the landlord.
Well, that's true.
Canvas. We'll put it on a canvas so you can take it with you.
Ooh, now you're talking. Maybe we'll have to orchestrate this one of these days. We're at these shows. We'll set up one of the mermaids in your booth, and you can do a live mural thing during the weekend.
Or paint on them. You know what I mean? Like airbrush the body. You know, that type of thing.
Tony, what do you think? Sarah, would you allow yourself to be used as a human canvas and painted?
That might be kind of interesting, you know, be one of the painted girls.
Make them look like scales, you know what I mean?
What's that, Pop?
Can we use finger paint?
Finger paint. Yeah, we could charge the artists for, why not? We're divers. We can go there. We're used to going down. You know, that's just part of the deal. But, David, your website people can go to is what?
DavidDunleavy.com.
All right, go there, DavidDunleavy.com. See this new artwork, T-shirts, and more. Lots of cool stuff, indeed. And obviously some mermaid art coming his way as well. All right, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck here from New Jersey and the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. Don't go anywhere. We're skimming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.